Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, good evening and hello, everyone. I hope you guys are all having a fantastic evening. I'm here on my Wednesday night show. I'm so excited because today is the 16th, and in a few days we have the eclipse, and it's always exciting to have such a powerful astronomical opportunity being given to us to transform our lives and transform our beings, and there's nothing more present, the example of transformation, than be around during an eclipse. So today is about transformation. I've got lots of folks on hold here that want to talk to me, and I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to chatting with as many of you as I can, but I want to make sure that, as always, I just kind of throw out some information before we get started. And first of all, this is Angel, and I am indeed the belly dancing medium. I'm a medium and a channel, an intuitive life coach, and it is my passion to help people gain insights and gain empowerment to move their lives forward into their life's joyous and abundant passion. I have a website that you can visit, which is bellydancingmedium.com. It is linked right there to the radio show. On my website, you can catch my Facebook page, where you can see the different things that I present daily, weekly, and monthly for you as support systems. And I invite you to like my Facebook page so that I can get more and more people engaged in the process. And then if you can take a moment to follow this radio show so you can get information and updates and announcements as more broadcasts go, and we could get higher up the channel in our visibility at the Blog Talk Radio funnel. So the first thing I'd like to do is take a moment to just breathe and just relax. Today, being the day that it is, with the height of discord and frustration and not so happy energy that we've got going on in the community, I want to take a moment to reach out to each of you and ask that you send out a loving and supportive, joyous sigh of support, energy of support and love, so that we are not in a space of distraction and hate and disruption, that we are in a space of love and peace and support at all times, because that's what there is to focus on. If you focus on anything else, your life will distract from what it is that there is to do. So we're not going to focus on any of that today. In this moment, we're just going to focus on what there is to complete your life in the next direction. Whatever it is that you've got going on in your life, what are you looking for? A new job, a new love, an answer to a question, clarity around your spiritual journey. Whatever it is that you're looking for in your life, that information come through to give you the power, the focus, and the support to get to where you need to get without allowing what's happening in the world to distract you from that. So we take a deep breath and ask for our powerful support systems to come through, and ask for all the energies that are here to assist us in our life's journey to be here in a positive and light way. Those of you who are listening, if you're interested in calling in, the number to call in is 323-642-1207. I ask for our support systems from the divine source to come in and give us love and abundant joy, and know that all things will come in time, in the way that will support us best. And I thank you. So I'm going to start off with the first caller and see who it is that we get. Good evening. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Lori?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Lori. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What can I do for you?
I would like to know what you see for me around work. Somebody reached out to me over LinkedIn about a 2-year contract, and I called and left a voicemail about, you know, getting more particulars. But I wonder
okay.
if you see me getting that or something else.
Okay, so you want to know about this particular opportunity, if there's anything coming forward on this particular opportunity. That's what you're asking. Is that correct?
This one or something better.
Okay, so I can look at one. So I'm going to look at the one thing at a time here. So if you want to look at this one, what I'm getting at this one, I get the big hand in the air saying, don't compromise. Okay, so there's something missing from what you're looking for on this one. I'm not sure if it's the fact that it's just a contract or if it's not going to be financially what you're looking for. The space that you're in right now is you need to talk to everyone that you can talk to that you can get out there. So it's okay to respond to them, and it doesn't feel like it's a bad opportunity, but it definitely feels like there's something as it unveils itself to you that's not everything that you want it to be. There's some things missing. So just remember that you've got some expectations around what you're willing to accept, both in pay and in the job itself. You're not in a situation where you need to compromise, because another opportunity will definitely come up. But continue to make the connection. You don't want to not make the connection, because you need the engagement, you need the conversations, the practice, and all that to keep the energy flowing. But I definitely do see something else will come to you that's going to bring you everything that you want to bring. So there's another opportunity coming into you.
Do you
okay?
know when that's coming? Do you know when it's coming?
Time is difficult. Time is always difficult. I always want to make sure that we make it clear that time is always difficult to pinpoint, especially if we're, you know, over the radio. But I'm not seeing a long time as I look at it. I'm asking, are we looking at weeks, months, or years? And I'm definitely not seeing years. I'm definitely not seeing weeks. So it looks like you've got at least a couple months of working through and talking to a couple of people. Looks like you're going to have 3 opportunities come to you that you're going to make a choice from. So continue to look. You need
okay.
to keep the process of looking going.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. You have a good one. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So I know it's really hard when we're looking, and there's a lot of people out there that I engage with that are in deep conversations around looking for work. And most of the people that I'm talking to that are in that space, they're people who have a lot of experience. They've been around for a long time in terms of the workforce, and they're looking for regular work, and they're not looking for entry-level work. They're looking for kind of mid or higher level work, you know, for some of them directorships and managerial positions. And those can be hard to wrestle in when you have a lot of experience, because they can get people with less experience for less money. So part of the process of that soul journey transformation is really getting to a space where you accept your worthiness and feel confident about your process. So I'm going to refer those of you who may be on hold or are listening, that this may be your story as well, to go to the website, bellydancingmedium.com, and go ahead and go to the Soul Journey Transformation tab. And you're going to see a lot of information there that speaks to your energy center. So you've got your chakras, you've got some information about the Akashic Records and some other things there that are there to support your process, there to help you understand what it is that makes up your full body connect, your full soul body connection. And you'll see some things that might help you understand where you are struggling or where you are blocked, because that, my friends, is what it comes down to when we have any kind of a block or thing that's interfering with our process. So if you're looking for work and you're finding that you're either A, getting a lot of interest, but no one's calling you back, you're not getting the interest at the level you want, one of the things I'm going to invite you to do is take a look at yourself, whether it's your energy fields, whether it's the connections that you have to you, whether it is how you connect to the divine, whether it is how you relate to yourself physically, you know, how everything that makes up who you are there opportunities for you to do any kind of clearing or releasing, grounding, or just any kind of work you can do with yourself, or you need to work with someone else that can help you get past whatever it is that you've got standing in your way. If you're not quite sure where that is, I'll talk about it a little more as we go on to the show. But for right now, I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel, who I'm speaking to. Hi.
Hi. This is Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who is this again?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Like a little bit of an interference there when you first started speaking. Where are you calling from, Lisa?
Arizona.
Arizona. Okay. Was it hot there today, or did it cool down a little bit?
You know, it was like low hundreds, and I was telling someone it felt
I know.
And I was telling someone that it felt cooler than, and I kept looking at the thermometer in the car, and you know, it was low hundreds. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just a desert rat.
You're just used to it. God bless you, because you're like, it was low hundreds, and I'm like, I'm about to die. That's really hot.
Yeah.
Like, I live in Northern California. It is really hot for me. But that's, you know, that's the state that you're in, and that's what you're used to. You probably are very comfortable at 100. No.
I'm always in air conditioned. That was the car is air conditioned. You know.
There you go.
I mean, if I had to, I don't know.
Well, so what are we looking at today for you?
Well, speaking of the car, it was giving me some problems today, and I told my significant other I'm going to start shopping for a car. Do you see me buying a new car within the next couple of months?
That feels like an easy question, because what I'm being shown is you have to have a car. You know, you need a car, and this car is done. So you definitely are going to get a car. It's really about making sure that you make the right decision around the car. So don't rush into a car, because you're going to be doing a lot more traveling than you're doing now. So you need to have a car that's going to be able to withstand the weather, of course, but then also withstand the amount of mileage you're going to put on it. So you need to take your time and make the right decision with the car, but absolutely. So it feels more like, are you going to be doing the things that you want to do, that you're hoping to be able to do, that would give you cause to need a better car? That's what it feels like the underlying mood is, because you're going to need a car that is very reliable in the coming months. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I need a reliable vehicle for sure.
Yeah. So the answer to the question is yes, but you need to be much more deliberate with this decision. So take your time to make the right decision, and it'll come to you. So absolutely. I mean, you said 2 months. I mean, you could manifest it faster than that because you need it. But what I like about that is you're patient, and being patient means that you will be able to make the right decision. Because you're like, well, I get the car in 2 months. Well, yeah, absolutely. 2 months is a lot of time for what you need to do to get into the car. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's part of what I do. I spend time doing the research on what.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best purchase. Yeah.
So,
I didn't expect it was. It was came out of the blue to have a car situation today, and so that was just unexpected, totally.
Well, so the thing is something is about to open up in your life, and that's something that you're being encouraged to take a step back and really spend some energy on, because when something's about to open up in your life and it's different and it's an evolutionary thing, things can kind of poke at you from other areas as your blockers and your obstacles to kind of get your focus away. It's like the person distracting you while the other guy takes stuff out of the basket. So we tend to look at these episodes in our lives as, oh my God, it's the car, rather than, oh my God, something amazing is about to happen, because that's usually what it means. And for you, this whole mobile challenge is more than just a mobile challenge, because you're going to fix it, because of course you're going to fix it. But look at the stuff that's happening around you and take a better inventory of what's happening, because there's a message coming to you about what there is for you to do next with your life that this car opportunity is kind of bubbling up for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll have to meditate on that for sure.
Yeah, so take some time and look at that, and you're going to find that the car is just a catalyst for what there is for you to do to get ready for the next step. That is your message, my dear.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a fantastic evening, and thank you so much for calling. And if you can, I would love it if you would drop off at my website, join my mailing list, and like my Facebook page. That would be amazing if you could do that for me.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a good evening and take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Super, super interesting to me. I say super, super all the time. I should get a T-shirt that says super, super. But I've often found for myself and people that I care about in my life that we have a habit of pulling things to us like a magnet when we're in a space where we're going to move our lives forward in a specific direction. And in the process, we pull the things that get in our way to us. We get excited. Something's going to move forward, or we could even get scared that we're about to step into a new direction. But the thing that's interesting to me is that often the person in our life that's our distractor will bubble up, or the car, as though the last caller, her car starts to have trouble, or something may be going wrong. And we tend to, as soon as that happens, turn and face our direction into the wind of what's wrong. And sometimes we can turn our whole lives into what's wrong, rather than looking at this episode in a celebratory fashion, going, as soon as I fix my car, my life is about to turn around. Or as soon as I finish this meeting, I'm about to do something exciting. Or as soon as I finish walking away from this god-awful job, I'm about to turn into something fantastic with this other opportunity. Sometimes change hurts before it gets better. Sometimes when you morph into the butterfly, you have to have the uncomfortable sensation of being in the cocoon as a caterpillar before you become the beautiful butterfly. And that's spiritual evolution. And that, my friends, is what there is when you're able to look past your physical condition and what's going on around you and engage and see what's coming forward in your life in the future. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel T.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing a little better.
Just a little?
Yes, a little better.
So
I'm doing better.
How are things going?
So they're going okay. I go through mixed emotions about, like, my ex-boyfriend. Like, some days, today, I don't know, I was good. And then, I don't know, around, like, 10 o'clock here, I was like, oh, I hate him. I was just calling to see if you have any messages. Do I get any messages about, like, my health or anything? Because I'm not sure if I'm in good health.
Okay, well, the health question, okay, I'm not sure if I'm in good health. That tickled me just a little bit, because what I'm seeing is it's almost like you're looking for something to be wrong, because you're just not in a space of balance, so there's got to be something wrong, because I'm just not feeling it. That's what it feels like, okay?
Okay, yeah. Actually, you want to know something so funny? I met up with a friend. I don't know. I think the angels work for me so much. I met up with a friend, and we were supposed to go on a date. And when I got there, he said he left his card at home, but that was before he let me leave the house to come pick him up, because, you know, in New York, they don't really have cars like that. And then I got a flat tire, so we couldn't go anywhere.
So it's like, so I don't get to pay for this today. So nice try.
Yeah. So the angels that did that?
That was you that did that. And so that was you and your higher self that did that. So, you know, your connection is very strong. You just have to get more confident in it. And as I'm looking at, you know, the spread here and looking at your space, you know, healing is coming to you. You need to stop and take some time and really get into the disciplines of taking care of yourself, nurturing yourself like you're a child, making sure that you're getting all your meals, because it's like you're not eating all your meals. You're kind of eating here and there. And, you know, you might want to look at some sort of way to get more vegetables and fruits into your diet so that your system can kind of activate. And just looking at the things that you can do to minister to yourself, more water I'm getting as well, so that you can minister to yourself and get your body kind of more energized. And sleep, you're not getting enough sleep either, it looks like. So it's not that there's something.
I was just thinking about, like, taking a break with dating. And I don't know, today I just got into this place where I had this attitude where I just didn't care anymore. But then when I got into that place, I have like a phone interview for another job that they're calling me at 1:30 tomorrow. And I'm in a place like if I get it, I don't. But I know I want to get out of the place that I'm at right now, but I'm not really rushing anything.
Okay. So what you need to do is stop and focus on the space that you're in and taking yourself to the next level. You know, the grounding work that you need to do, the healing work that you need to do, and then take yourself one day at a time. You know, I don't know if you're journaling, but just take yourself one day at a time through this process that you're going through. Your life needs to be about you right now. Dating and everything will come, but your life needs to be about you right now. And the opportunities will come, the job opportunity, all the things will come, but you need to make your life about you right now. Whether it's the healing that you need to do.
I really want to break free. And I just want to, like, this job, I'm just so ready to leave it because it's just like, I don't know, I'm just not feeling it. And but now I'm not afraid anymore to leave it. Like, I don't care.
Okay.
I'm just in a place where I don't know why I don't care about anything right now.
because you're in a space of flux. It's like you're ready. What is there to do now? So I'm going to ask you, do you meditate every day? Do you do your meditation every day?
I'm going to be honest. I have not been meditating like I'm supposed to.
Okay. So that's what you need to do. Stop and take the time. Give yourself time. Gift yourself the time to grow and develop and do the things that you need to do so that you can be ready for the next step. Because what you're feeling is the frustration. That's what we feel. That's what the butterfly feels before it breaks out of the cocoon, the frustration of getting out of the cocoon. But if you don't shake the frustration, you can't move forward. You're not going to shake the frustration if you don't work through whatever it is that you got to work through. You're just going to be stuck here in this space. You got to give yourself that time so that you can get the energy to flow forward, so that you can get to the next phase. If you don't know what there is to do in terms of meditation, I have a couple of meditations on my site. I have calming meditation. I have a morning meditation. I have an evening meditation. There's all kinds of different tools I have there in the audio shop. If you need some help, and they're really cheap. They're like $3 downloads. They're really, really super cheap. And you can work with those audio files if you don't know what to do. But what you need, like, your energy is just like really vibrant and kind of all over the place. You need to center yourself so that you can know what the next thing is to do, because you're being guided to the next thing, but it's hard for you to hear what the next thing is to do because you've got so much stuff that you're responding to. Does that make sense? It's almost like you're being overstimulated with what there is to do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I wanted to say you were right. I'm so over. Remember the new guy I was telling you about? I'm so over him now.
Good.
Yeah, I'm over it. Yeah, I got over him too, because he doesn't give me the time and attention that I like. what, and I just, I don't have time. I don't want to play games, so I just, like, forget it.
So what are you going to do? You're going to stop, take the time.
Yeah, just taking the time for me.
7 days. A consistent 7-day period. Meditate, journal, and see what happens.
Okay.
You're going to do that?
Meditate first and then journal.
And do a journal. Give yourself a discipline. Give yourself a discipline, and that'll get you started. It doesn't have to be long. It could be a 10-minute meditation and just like 5 minutes, 15 minutes. You got 15 minutes every day, right? You can give yourself 15 minutes?
Yeah.
15 minutes. That's all you need is 15 minutes. Any time of the day, morning, noon, night, it doesn't matter. It helps for it to be in the morning because it'll get you started. Some people prefer the evening because you can release all the stuff that you've gotten, that's gotten in your way through the day.
Okay.
But if you do that, then you'll be good to go. But just, you know, you're on the cusp. This is what it feels like when you're about to jump off and go into the next level. It's frustrating. You're anxious. You feel all that. But if you don't give yourself a method to channel it, then it just becomes nervousness and agitation, and you don't know what to do, and it's confusing. So now that you've got the momentum, it's time to engage with your spirit posse, as I like to call it, to help you understand what there is to do. And you'll be surprised how clear it will come to you if you sit down and give yourself, honor yourself with the time. Can you do that?
I'm going to do it now because I just been running away from it. Like, I just try to, like dance around, and I just picture myself, like, dancing. And, well, I start dancing and listening to music. And I do anything I can but sit still.
Yeah, well, it's just 15 minutes, and then you can get up and dance.
Okay.
And then the dancing will feel so much more powerful, too, because you will have gotten to some solutions and some answers, and you'll feel powerful. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Okay. I definitely will do that. What can you do to, like, take negative feelings and thoughts about a person out of your mind? Because I really don't like a certain person right now, and I can't stop thinking about how much I don't like this person.
The best thing I can tell you is when you look at the disciplines around the meditations and the journaling and pull that together, that will help you channel that. If you're thinking about someone, the best thing to do, you look at my website, you'll see there in the Soul Journey Transformation section, it talks about the chakras. Got to work with where this person's energy is sitting for you in kind of the pain, whether it's a more rooted pain or it's a more heart pain, or, you know, look at where it's affecting you, and then do the meditations and the things that you need to do to clear that. But the journaling will help you. The biggest piece that I have for you and anyone else that this particular question may connect with, the biggest piece I have for you is this. When you have someone that's in your thoughts that heavily distracting you at that level, that's power that you're giving that person. You don't have to have that. You don't have to hold on to that. You have permission to let that go. You really do.
Okay.
You have permission to let that go. It's your choice to hold on to it or to just release it. And I know that makes it sound real simple. I know that sounds real easy. Well, all I got to do is just stop thinking about it. Well, boy, wouldn't life be easy if it could be that as easy as turning off the switch? So I get that it can be tough, but that's what your support systems are for. And the whole process of meditation, and even if, you know, for some people they meditate, especially practitioners, you know, we can meditate and go to an altered state. And for other people, like, oh my God, I don't see all that. The whole concept of meditation and contemplation is just sitting in a quiet place and just breathing and allowing your systems to calm, allowing your mind and your soul and your body to release the tension and whatever it is that's happening, and allow yourself to enter a space of calm and allow your mind and your synapses to let go of all the stuff that's hanging onto it. So that meditative process is really important. to get you to calm the voices in your head that are distracting you. I'm mad at this. I'm mad at that. When is this going to happen? What are you doing? You know, all of that. And then the journaling completes that conversation, because now you can have a releasing conversation with the calmer part of your spirit and the calmer part of your soul as you journal about that. And that's why you got to go through that 7-day process to release it. And at the end of the 7 days, you can take inventory and see, hey, how do I feel about this? Am I still feeling it? Is it still there? What's happening? Do you know what I mean? But if you're not going to take the time to do that, it's going to be really hard. So you've got to honor yourself enough by taking the time to do all this stuff. All right?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. You take care, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. That was a really good point, you know, thinking about how we can get distracted in a, you know, in our human process, distracted with what people say, what people do, how other people have affected our lives. And it can totally and utterly distract us and twist us, you know, my goodness, turn us into just drive us crazy with the distraction. And at the end of the day, the only way that you can let go of a distraction is to let go of the distraction. And you have to find the tools that you need to help you do that. And sometimes you can do it yourself. That's amazing, and that's great. There are some tools on the website. Soul Journey Transformation is the link on my website, and you go there. And what I've tried to do for everyone is to open up for you a resource list that just kind of puts together what I've been guided to understand are the areas that make up the systems that we work through in each and every day of our lives. And as you look at that, what is it that is interrupting or contributing to your success so that you can move past whatever it is you've got going on, whether you're looking at your energy fields, whether you're looking at your past experiences, whether you're looking at the things that you're connected to, whether you're talking about how you're connecting to spirit and how you're, or whether you're talking about how your being is in balance in all the different areas of our being. So take a look at that. And if you have questions about that, you can join my mailing list right there on my website. You'll see there's a link there to join my mailing list. You can click on that, and you'll get a really great ebook that gives you the 8 keys to life transformation. And there's some really good resources for you there. So as with T on the last call, if you haven't done so, please take time to do that. And I'd really love to gift you that. If you're struggling with anything in particular that you might need some help with, it's a really great resource. In addition to that, I do have some audio files that I've placed up there that might help you through meditation, that can help you ground. But if you can take the time to calm yourself, calm your spirit, calm your body, calm your soul, getting past some of these obstacles will be a whole lot easier for you. This is Angel. I'm on with the next caller. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, you're speaking to Terry. How are you?
I'm fine, Terry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. All right.
Yes, yes, yes.
What can I do for you tonight?
Okay, I just wanted to see if you're able to give me just a quick general or any messages, if you have anything. If not,
well,
I'll just ask a question.
Yes, a question would be great because of the connection on the radio and the short amount of time that we have.
Okay,
would be great.
Okay, I'm going to start looking for a job this month, okay?
Okay.
Just wanted to see if anything exciting is going to be coming up or will I have opportunities.
That's really cute. It's like, am I going to be a spy now? It's exciting.
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, let's see what we have here. So you want to know about jobs. So you know, it's like a treasure hunt that I'm seeing. And, you know, you're deciding you want to go on it. You want a job and you're going to go looking this month. And it feels like it's a treasure hunt. And the job that you're going to find is definitely the one you're looking for. And it feels much more socially responsible position that you're looking for. And, you know, not so much like an activist. I mean, that's what it feels like is what you're looking for. And that's what you're going to find. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Yes.
So you've been waiting for this opportunity. You've been waiting for the time. The opportunity being the ability to take the time and do this now versus having to to wait and do the right thing and get that job because you have to be responsible and all that stuff.
Yes. You are right. Definitely, yes.
So now you get to go and do what you want to do, and it's time. So it is time for that. So the answer to your question is yes, 30, 45 days is what I hear.
Oh, nice. Okay. So let me get started right now, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Actually my day off. So I'll start.
You get a day off, and you're going to go off, and you're going to make it happen, and make sure that you are clear with your commitment. What it is that you want to do, and don't compromise, because this is a very important work that you're about to set out to do.
Yeah, it is. Well, let me just ask you this. Now, should I go into, for example, health benefits, or do you see me doing, for example, executive assistant type of work?
So an assistant, but not to like a person, more like an organization. Does that make sense?
All right.
Like someone who's moving multiple of people forward rather than just one person forward. That's what I'm
saying. Fine. All right.
So that's the direction that I see you going in.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Let me get started.
Yeah, get started, but get some sleep tonight.
Yes, I am. I will. I'm excited now.
Oh, I'm excited too. Let me know how it goes. And don't forget to like my Facebook page.
I shall do that.
All right. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Very nice. You know, it's really interesting that people are being called up to support the community in various ways, whether it is through social activism or through supporting of social activism because of where we are. So, you know, when we are in a space of evolution, our deepest desires to help society tend to come up. And if you're being called to that, part of what there is to do is in your meditations and in the work that you do and the support that you do for yourself, sit down and make sure you work through that so you can get the inspiration and the information that you need to make sure that you're making the really great and correct soul decision for you. So I'm going to take a moment to have a commercial break here for myself. Once again, please visit my website if you haven't done so already. And subscribe to my mailing list. You'll see the website there on the radio page, the bellydancingmedium.com, and you'll see my happy face there. Right underneath it, you'll see my Facebook page. I'm trying to engage more people on my Facebook page, so please, you know, like my Facebook page. You'll get updates from me. I do daily messages of inspiration, morning gratitude, affirmations at night and evening releases, along with other things that I'll post there for you and news and when I'm out in the community doing events and activities. And I'm also going to ask you to follow this radio program so that we can get more hits and more visibility as we grow and expand our reach. You will hear me every Wednesday here on my show, but you'll also hear me throughout the week as I bring you other practitioners on Mondays and Saturdays. So I want to talk about the eclipse real quick and let you guys know, whether you're into astrology or you're not into astrology, the big thing for you to know is that when we have such amazing, amazing opportunities like an eclipse, we have the opportunity to expand our lives, have an opportunity to open ourselves up in a spiritual way. So if you have time to take a few minutes on Monday and sit in contemplation for the 2 minutes, the minute before and a minute after, so maybe a total of 5 minutes during the eclipse itself, it'll be a really powerful moment for you to stop and take note of life at this most powerful example of how the universe works and how things that are outside of our control, You can't control everything. You may want to control everything, but you can't control everything. And when you think about it, you don't want to control everything, right? Sometimes you want to sit back and admire something as brilliantly powerful in the space of nature, like an eclipse. Life is like that on so many levels. I'm going to stop and take another caller. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to?
I Hello? Think you're talking to me.
Hi, me. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Who is me?
Me is, my name is Allie, and I'm calling from Arizona. And my question is, I have considered whether to continue living in a kind of a smaller town that resonates very, very well with me, or whether to go try to find maybe just a change of scenery in a major, major city, 2 million people.
Okay,
nearby.
So you're trying to figure out if you should leave the small communal scenario.
Should I go now?
Should I stay or should I go? Okay, got it.
Go now. Just like that song.
Don't get me singing. I sing all the time. Okay. So,
yeah.
No, it's interesting because I'm getting a hard answer because I'm getting you could stay or you could go.
Yeah.
Choice is yours. So here's the thing. The thing that you what you get from the small town is you get the support. You have this wonderful lack of stress around people and crazy, and it just feels like it's calming for you. But the thing that you get from the 2 million people is job and money and prosperity because of what you do and how you have access to plant the seeds for more prosperity. So it's like you can create that prosperity in the smaller space. It just you have to be different with how you engage with it. And it would take time. And it just feels like you feel like you're running out of time and you need to go generate now. That's what it feels like. So you could stay, could go, or you could go temporarily and come back. Because it feels like you need to generate this prosperity because there's things that you want to do. You want to make some purchases. There's things you want to do about with your life that you need prosperity. Oh, hello, everybody. Oh, my goodness.
I do need the prosperity. But, you know, what I really, really need most of all is a social network. I need a circle of friends. I need support. I need people that I engage with outside of the workplace. And I need an artistic, eccentric, highly eclectic, kind of quirky population. And I do find that where I live. And
yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You know,
and you're not going to find that so much in the
right.
larger population. But it's there.
Right.
But it is there.
Yeah.
And you'll be okay because you can come back. You can come back. Mm-hmm. There's things that you need to accomplish because you're right. You know, it's twofold. It's like you need this network to create abundance, but you also need this network to create wholeness for yourself because you have to – you're like, I need to feel bold. I need to be with people, and it's like I need to learn to talk and socialize. I'm lonely. I want – you know, there's that part of you that wants that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like you got to let that happen. It's okay. So what you need to do is, you know, sit down and spend some time with yourself to let that part of you know I can do this, but let the other part of you know – that you're not walking away because it doesn't look like it's a bad thing to go do this thing, but it doesn't look like it's going to be what you're not going to move over there and stay there the rest of your life because that's not who you are. Who you are is this person in this smaller town. But there's things that you need to do in the growth and development of your own abundant prosperity, physical and you know, needs. But there's also things in your spiritual growth and what you want to do long term that you need connection to some of these people to help you achieve. So the answer to the question is yes to both. You will stay and you will go. You will stay and you will go. You're going to go for a short amount of time and then come back after you've achieved the things that you need to achieve.
My concern, and it's a very legitimate concern, is that if I do go, that it would not be for very long, and I think I would be extremely, extremely unhappy. I will be doing just some shitty job just to pay the rent, and living in a city where it takes, 45 minutes to go 10 miles, and I'm 60 years old. I don't really want that life again.
Well,
I don't want that.
That
kind
that
of
either.
Stress in my life, and I don't want that kind of. I've been there, done
oh,
that.
No.
You know,
yeah.
At age 60, you want to enjoy your life more instead of just doing the daily fucking grind. The whole, I'm going to my job because I have to pay my rent, and then I'm going home and collapsing in front of a TV and having a bottle of wine. Kind of thing,
So,
I'm just exaggerating. I'm not saying
that's okay.
I'm just saying, you understand the allegory there. Yeah,
the filters that we see through our lives, based on what we've lived in the past, can make things appear a certain way. Does that make sense? So if you had this experience in the hustle and bustle, then the hustle and bustle is going to look to you a certain way. You have the ability to create this however you want to create it. Now, if you want to create it unpleasant, you can create it unpleasant. You're not going there just for the job. You're going there to experience some things. You made it clear. I need the social network. I need the support. I need these 3-4 things because I have this place that I need to go with myself. I have some things, darn it, that I want to accomplish. If you go into it with that, you can create it with that. And in that story, there is no grind. There is no unpleasantness. None of that. So your stuff for you to work through is all in your lower chakras. It's the things that people have done that made it unpleasant for you that you need to release so that you can take this moment, this 6-month year period, and have fun. This is about fun for you. It's time for you to have some fun. That's what this is about. It's about fun.
I wouldn't be going to the big metro 2 million people city to have a social network. That's what I'm saying. It would just be nothing but my job. That's all it would be. Just
it would
to
be
have
more...
better job up. It would be nothing except better job opportunity. Or I'm talking job, not even work. Just
correct.
Talking, instead of two or three fast food places where I live, it would be I would get to choose from 20 kind of thing. And I don't know.
I want you to think about something.
Okay.
Just take a deep breath and think about this.
Okay.
If you were to imagine an opportunity for you to open yourself up to this opportunity in this larger way, in a way where it could be pleasant for you, in a way where it could help change the direction of what you've got going on, where it can help you build your future without the negativity, is that a place you could tolerate? Is that a place you could go if you could create
that?
For about 10 minutes. With none of the negativity, if all the negativity was gone, only 10 minutes?
Yes.
Wow. And that's going to be a struggle. So then if that's not something that you want to do, then what you got to do is you got to find a way to generate it where you're at. If that's really the position, and we all have spiritual magic, if you want to generate it where you're at, then you really got to sit down and let go of the stuff that's stopping you in your process. And those blockers and stoppers usually have to do with the past. And I know you're not 20 years old. I'm not 20 years old anymore myself. It gets harder because it's like I've worked all this time. When am I going to get the big golden reward? When is the golden reward going to come? And the golden reward is there. And how much time do you give yourself? It sounds like you work really hard. Do you meditate every day or sit down and journal? Do you give yourself some time every day?
Yes.
Okay. So what are we working through right now? Are you working on any specific thing, or are you just doing kind of a general kind of grounding focus thing?
That's mostly just the again, I don't want to be repetitive. It's weighing the benefits between living in a small town that's a very nice fit versus living in a god-awful, town of city of 2 million people with traffic accidents everywhere and just the unpleasantness of living in 120 degrees and all those things.
Oh, that's right. You're in Arizona. It's so hot. I just talked to somebody earlier. It's so hot.
It's not hot where I am, but it's hot down there. And I knew exactly what she was talking about. And I heard that call, and I went, I know exactly what she's talking about. Because 100 degrees is huge relief when it's 120.
Oh,
believe me. I've done it. Been there, done it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so hot.
Yeah.
So
it
this
is
what I'm going to have to do. Going to give you the same assignment I gave an earlier callers. I want you to do me this favor. I'm going to give yourself 7 days of balanced contemplation. So not contemplating about weighing pros and cons, not contemplation about whether you want to stay. Contemplation is going to be about balancing your process, getting your chakras in balance, getting your body, mind, and spirit in balance, and allowing yourself to communicate with the divine and then do the journaling from there. Because what I'm getting, even as I connect with you, is I'm getting this frustration. And frustration is a difficult filter to work through. It's like I can't massage you until you relax, that kind of thing. You need to find a way to release the frustration so that spirit can come in and help you through this. Because there is a solution coming. There is a solution coming. They're trying to help you with this, but they're just frustrated.
I know.
So,
alrighty.
Yeah, and I understand you're frustrated. I do. I really do. I hope that was helpful. I know it's a lot.
It's
a lot going on.
Yeah, it was. Okay, thank you. I'll do
that.
Thank
you. Have a fantastic evening.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. 120 degrees is really super hot. Whew. So, I live here in Northern California. When it's 87 degrees, we get really mad because we're like, it's really hot. So, for those of you who live in these places that are that hot, God bless you. I don't know how you do it. So once again, if you're going through a frustrating time, and frustration can be more than just frustrating. I don't think frustration is a strong enough word. When you're frustrated, when you look at your system, so if you go to, once again, the Soul Journey Transformation link on my page, you'll see all the energy fields there, those being your chakras, and you see all the different areas in which your systems engage. When you're frustrated, you think about it like you're putting a filter on an electrical device, that's filtering out the debris that's in the air. Everything that you work through in your life, you work through the filters that you set that are set in your system, which is based on your experiences, the people you engage in, with the whole nine yards. If you work in your life, walk through each day with your filter of joy on, life feels very different. People engage with you very different. Everything is very different. If you work through a filter of anger, that's how you engage with people, and that's how people engage with you. And if you work through a filter of frustration, it's really interesting how that filter can affect you, because frustration can keep you from seeing solutions as they come to you. Because as the solutions come, you can get so caught up in the frustrations of your situation that you can't see the light that's coming to your rescue. You're too focused on seeing everything as an ingredient to the frustration. And that's the space that can be the most damaging in our ability to move our lives forward, because frustration is literally a stopper. It's not even a blocker, because you can break through a block. But when something is stopping you, you're in paralysis. And when you're in spiritual paralysis, you get stuck. So if you've ever felt stuck in a space, stuck in a job, stuck in a relationship, or you're just stuck, what there is to do is stop and really get yourself in a space where you can release the frustration so you can at least hear the solutions that are coming to you. Because if you can't hear the solutions that are coming to you, you're going to turn the possible solutions into more things that are frustrating you. Let me see if I can get one more caller in here. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello? Okay. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Okay. I'm struggling a bit with the roommate situation.
No. Roommate situation. Where are you calling from? What city are you calling from? Or state? Or
Oregon.
Oregon. I'm going to be up your way here in a couple of days for the eclipse.
That's a place to be.
So you've got some roommate situation going on that you're struggling with. What can I do for you?
Yeah, a woman who just moved in on August 1st, and
okay.
She's a bit pushy, and she keeps going into my garage and raising the water heater, and I've told her to stay out of the garage. I've told her, she walked in right in front of me, and I told her to get out of there, not go in there, don't touch it, and she just, like, does it anyway. The water temperature in the house, for me, for 11 years, for other people, has been totally fine, and she just likes it scalding hot so that you have to turn on cold water to, you know, she's just demanding. And she's gone to a lawyer saying that, you know, that I'm withholding water from her, so she should have a hot shower, and it's just really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
She's paid first and last month, so she's, you know, legally obligated to stay for 2 months, and I told her if I can find somebody else to rent to, I would let her, you know, out of it, and I have not been able to, you know, I advertise against, I can't make people call and show up, so I'm just wondering. You know, I feel like I'm trapped in my own house. I don't want to go out when she's there, and she bangs doors and
So I'm running out of time, so I want to give you a quick message here and encourage you to just know that what I'm getting is this is a learning experience for you, and this is just kind of what it looks like when you make the decision that you thought this was the right person. She's just not. It's just not working. She's not going to be there for a long term. You just got to survive the next 60 days and just make sure you're doing the things that you need to do legally to take care of yourself so that you're not in a situation where you have to take her to court, because then she'll never leave until the court thing is over. But it's just not the right person. That's all it is. It's just not the right person. So just remember that the power of the house is your home. So don't give her power, and just make sure you're doing everything legally the correct way and what you're doing, and look for someone else, and you will find someone else. I mean, it's just happened. She just moved in, you know, on the 1st. So today is only the 17th, 16th, 17th. So it's just, it will resolve itself.
Do you see somebody coming soon? Because both of us want it sooner than later.
Well, the sooner than later, you have a couple of choices. I mean, you have a choice. You can let her out and say, go, you know,
I can't afford to.
Right. And so you have to, so you guys are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
So what you need to do is just keep the energy in your home nice and grounded, and do everything that you need to do to take care of you, so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't feel dangerous. It just feels uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that it'll be solved soon. But you definitely want to make sure that you are putting forth the energy to get somebody else in there. Make sure that you're doing everything you're supposed to do to get people, to get someone in there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see it resolving. And I don't see this being a long term thing unless you do something that gives her cause to. You know, where it goes to tenant court, and then she's just going to sit there until you guys are finished. So just make sure you do everything that you're supposed to do, and it'll resolve itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, well, getting somebody to move in is the answer, but
that is
the
answer, and it will come. But you just have to keep the advertising process going. You just started. Give yourself the recognition and acknowledgement that this is just starting. So it's going to take a minute, you know, for you to get to a point where it's resolved. But it definitely doesn't look like this is going to go on and on and on and on and on. But I encourage you to reach out to me if you need to. You can reach me at thebellydancingmedium.com.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. Okay, take
care.
Okay,
thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That's it for the show this evening. I hope you guys had an awesome, awesome show. Looking forward to checking you out next week. And please take the time to enjoy the eclipse. God bless you all and good night.